Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. We're talking simple ways to reward employees and improve retention. And the reason we're talking about this is because it is incredibly expensive to lose people, right? Now, the cost of replacing an individual employee can range from 1.5 to 2 times the employee's annual salary. We got this from a Gallup poll. This is where people don't think about the negative impact of hiring too quickly, hiring the wrong person, right? Not letting somebody go fast enough. So we've got to really talk about attracting the right type of person, really understanding who we're looking for, who's going to be here for the long term, right? I always tell people, when you go to hire, I want you thinking about, will this person be the person that can take me to the next level? So if I'm looking at taking my business from 700,000 to a million, let's say, right? I don't want to find somebody who can help me at that $700,000 mark. I want to help get somebody who can help me grow it, right? A lot of times we find people that are a good fit for us right now. But if you're anything like me, and I know you are, you're looking to grow. You're looking to get better. So we have to find people that can help us get to where we want to go and not just maintain what it is we're currently doing. Okay. So if you're jumping in, I'm going to be talking about, I've got a freebie today. If you want to put the word reward, I've got a list of 20 ways you can start to reward your employees. Comment below the word reward, or if you're listening to the podcast, you can just DM me on Instagram, the word reward, and I will send that over your way. Okay. So we're going to talk about the importance of prioritizing this. How can you make retention a priority item on your ever-growing to-do list? What can we do now to be thinking about how cost-effective this will be to find the right person? Okay. Now, I bet right now you have somebody on your team who they are considering leaving and you don't know, right? They're job hunting, they're looking around, or you're thinking, I need to replace them. Like, I can almost guarantee if you have people on your team, one of those two things is happening right now. It's happening. They're either thinking about it or you're thinking about it. So we've got to make sure that we are retaining the right people. The people that are looking elsewhere that you're considering letting go, great, that needs to happen. But the people that are dream people on your team, you love them. You would be devastated if they put in their 2-week notice. We've got to be actively thinking about how do we retain. Okay. Don't let them come to you and say, I need this. I want you thinking about how can you come to them first. So let's jump in. So we're talking 3 ways to reward employees and improve retention. Okay. So the first thing that I want you to be thinking about is frequent, meaningful conversations with employees. Okay. Now, the Gallup research that we looked into, it also revealed that over half of employees, over half, who leave voluntarily say that before they left, right, that 90 days prior, neither their manager nor anybody else, that one of their leaders, spoke with them about their job satisfaction or future with the organization. So what that tells us is people are leaving because they don't know if there's any room for growth here. They don't know that they're going to be getting a raise soon or that you're happy with the work they're providing. So what happens a lot of times is if they're not getting what they need from you, they start to look where they can get that itch scratched someplace else. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think right now of 1 to 3 key players on your team that you would be devastated if they left. Okay. Write those names down. I want you to then ask yourself, when is the last time you had a meaningful conversation with them? Now, when I say meaningful, it could simply be talking about where do you see yourself a year from now in the company? What would you like to be doing? What lights you up here, right? The more you're intrigued, you're asking, you're interested in them, the more they can feel and see where they could potentially be moving in the company. Now, with those three key players that you just wrote down, when is the last time you had a talk like that? Maybe the answer is never, okay? When should you do it? Pretty much immediately. You could message them today and say, hey, I would love to sit down with Zoom, in person, whatever you want to do. I'd love to chat for like 30 minutes next week, just about, you know, your progress, like where I see you going in the company, where you see yourself going in the company. I want to just talk about what we're doing together, right? And putting that on the calendar. So having it, talking about it today, putting on the calendar for next week or next month or whatever, it will at least be the first step in them knowing they're thinking about me. They're looking at my future and they're how, like, people want to grow, right? So that is a big action item you could do today. Okay, next. This one is a lot easier. Like that first one feels heavy, right? For some of you that have never had that conversation before, you might be even a little nervous of what would I say to them, right? The second one, acknowledgement and recognition. This is an easy one. This is sending a text, a Voxer, an email, acknowledging them in Zoom, on Zoom in front of everybody, right? And it's just saying, hey, amazing job. Give specifics, right? I love how you just did this on Monday. I watched one of the calls that you did on Tuesday, and here's what I saw. I read an email you sent out on this past week to one of our clients. Like, I am so impressed by the way you did this. People want to be acknowledged, right? Now, one of the reasons people want to be acknowledged is because they want to know, am I doing a good job, right? They want to feel valued. They want to know that you're happy, right? I for sure lost somebody this last year because she thought she was getting fired. Like 100%, hands down, she took somebody else's job, not because she didn't like it here, but because I legit believe she believed she was maybe getting fired. And she wasn't. That was the crazy part, is she wasn't, right? People need to be constantly acknowledged and recognized to feel safe. How many of you just want that security, right? Our team members, they want that consistent paycheck. They want to make sure that they're not the next person that's getting let go. So how can you do something today? Very subtle, right? Quick text, like, so grateful you're on the team. I am so happy you are here. You are such a great addition to the team. If I haven't told you lately, you are a huge asset to our team. All right, this is the kind of stuff I want you thinking about. Now, if you're going, oh, this is so good, but you do nothing from it, you might have an unexpected person quitting in the near future, right? I want you to be proactive with today's training. Okay, last one. This is a really big one, professional development. Consider purchasing a course or educational resources or a conference or whatever it is, okay? For your team member to show them you're committed to their learning and their growing inside of this role with your company, okay? Now, we practice what we preach. So we own lots of courses. We send people, like, I'm sending Sarah to a conference in like 2 weeks maybe. She's going on her own to this event. We've done this for many people on our team. We buy programs, we buy coaching programs, we buy membership sites, you name it. And we give them the gift of how to grow. Now, on my team, everybody is obsessed with becoming a better version of themselves. Why? Because we attract people that have that value of growth, right? So you want to make sure that this is something you are pouring into. And we do a lot of things with if you know us, if you're new to us, our program, Well-Oiled Operations, we bring in their team members. And here's what I will tell you. It's not just my team that's excited about professional growth, right? It's definitely other our clients as well. So we had somebody who just like couldn't believe that this person, their boss, bought them a ticket to our conference. Like, they are so excited that they get to come and learn, right? People that we just had somebody share a testimonial. Typically when we get testimonials, it's from the owner of the company, right? We had a testimonial of somebody that said, like, I am so grateful my boss let me come into this program because I've learned X, Y, Z, right? Getting them excited, getting them to see like there is room here. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, the right people you want on your team, they want to grow. Now, I can't remember who it was. This somebody tell me in the comments below if you know who this was. There's a saying, is it Henry Ford? I don't know. I think it's somebody like that. He said like the only thing scarier than, you know, paying for training for your team or training your team and them leaving you is not training them and having them stay. A lot of people get very nervous about letting people from their team, like the fact that I'm sending Sarah to a conference where I'm paying for her to go, right? People get nervous like, but Stacey, what if she doesn't stay with you? What if she leaves you? What if like you just wasted all of that money, right? But what if she stays and she's not getting the proper training to do her job well, right? So to me, I am going all in with my team. And I am definitely investing in their professional development. I want them all having an opportunity to be working with mentors, to be listening to what's going down on Instagram this week, or how to become a better coach, or HR and hiring and firing, all the things. Like we buy all of the programs to help them do that. If you are not buying things for your team, you're just doing it for yourself, consider getting them involved in something, okay? This will be a game changer. The people that just feel so valued and so a part of the team, a part of the bigger picture, it will be massive in the difference of productivity that they bring back. I will also tell you, we just had one of our well-oiled mastery retreats, and we had somebody from the UK come, and she brought somebody on her team. And that's like, talk about an investment, right? Flying from the UK to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, probably not an inexpensive ticket. She not only took the time to do that for herself, right? What an incredible, like, to be able to do that. But then she gifted somebody on her team the opportunity to come with her, okay? At the end of that, the two-day event together, the team member said, she was a part-time contractor with this person, even bigger like that she did that for her, right? She said, I want to go home right now and I want to get more people to work for me to get my client roster off my plate so I can just work with her and grow her company. I am so fired up by what she's doing and her mission and all of that. I just want to go all in with her. Okay. This is the kind of stuff that is going to come back to you when you start to reward your employees, your contractors, you name it, right? They will feel so honored and so valued. They will want to stay with you. Okay. So again, if you have not grabbed our reward, this is 20 ways to reward your employees. Comment the word reward or DM me on Instagram, the word reward, and I will send that over to you. When you make keeping your team members with you, right, retaining them a priority, you are going to be able to keep the problem solvers, the leaders, right, the customer service, the morale, the productivity, all of that, right, continues to increase. You're not starting over every time you hire somebody else. I mean, it takes a lot to train and onboard. And every time somebody leaves and you have to retrain and re-onboard, you're losing time, you're losing momentum. But when you retain, you get to go so much faster. I've been in business now over, it'll be 20 years in August. And we have had multiple employees work for us for over 10 years. Like the PAC we use, even just contractors, the PAC we used, we have been with them, phenomenal relationship with them for 17 years, okay? By having these consistent relationships, by having people that just know who you are, what you do, how you operate, it saves you time, it saves you money, right? We usually use the same event space here in Milwaukee when we run our events. And now we have a Florida home and we have an event space kind of by their clubhouse that we'll be using that they use for weddings. We will use that space and then this space. Why do I use the same spaces over and over again? Because working with the same people who understand you, who know your expectations, who know your standards, right? All of that saves me time and money. You've got to attract the right people and you need to spend time energy and money retaining them. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's bite-sized episode. Again, comment the word reward if you're watching this live somewhere on video. If you're listening to the podcast, DM me on Instagram, the word reward. It is 20 of my favorite ways to reward my employees. This is going to give you a little bit more of an idea of, and some of these are free. Like, don't think it always has to spend, it costs money. Sending them that quick text, sending them that voice memo. Like, there are definitely free ways to do that. Cindy, you are so welcome. I appreciate you being here and showing up live. All right, everybody, have a phenomenal rest of your day. I will see you back here next week. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.